All right, we're beginning here on Tedem Aleph, nine lines down. The Gemara asks, Barmine Ravina me Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Ravina asked Rav Nachman Esav, Nasi shenitztara. A Nasi, again, the word Nasi is the word that's used in the Torah and the Parshia of the Chatat, but the Nasi is synonymous with the Melech, with the king. So a king who got Tzorat, Mahu. What is the din of such a king? Midcho dochi umiftar potir. So here, first of all, you have to understand what the issue is, and then afterwards understand what the Gemara's question is. According to the Rashi, the Gemara's question is a king who begets Tzorat, and by definition, he is removed from his kingship when he gets Tzorat, as the Gemara is going to say in tomorrow's daf. And we know from the Navi that once a king got Tzorat, he was already outside of the Machaneh, and he wasn't accepted as the king anymore. He was deposed as the king. It could be permanently or until the curing of his tzorat, but that didn't necessarily happen. And so therefore he might be permanently in that state of being deposed. Rashi says the question is, if he gets tzorat and he's deposed, what's the story with such an individual? Does he still retain the status of a king? Or does he now become a hejot? Does he return to being a lay person? Others say the question is, if it was a temporary suspension, and that he's nitztara for a temporary period of time, during that suspension, what is the status of the individual? Is he completely deposed from being the king and then only restored later on? Or is this just a temporary hiatus and therefore he has the status of a king all the way through? Or the possibility of the question is something that, again, we're going to deal with a little bit further on, is if he sins when he was the king and then he gets tzorat where he becomes a lay person and then brings the korban when he's a lay person, how does that affect his ability to bring the korban? And which korban does he bring? Now, this is all premised on the fact that we just saw that the Nasi does not bring a korban olevi oreid because of the Nasi status, the Melech status, as being someone who is an Ashir that does not fall away from his Ashirut. The whole idea of a korban olevi oreid is that there's economic differences in the korban that you bring. If you can afford it, you bring a kispa sira. Can't afford that, you bring birds, bnei yunah or torim. If you can't afford that, you bring a mincha. So we saw yesterday in Rabbi Yossi's din that was brought by Rabbi Yirmiyah that both the Kohen Gadol and the Nasi are not subject to that din because of the fact that they do not become poor. Given that, they are exempt or precluded from bringing a korban olevi orei. The nature of the question, this is the way Rashi phrased it, is, and you have the Nasi shenitztara. So now he's no longer the king. Mao, what's the din? Midcha dochi, that once he was relieved of the ability to bring a korban olevi oreid, that remains a permanent status. O mifter potir, or is it only a temporary suspension or dispensation that he has because of his status as the king? So Rashi over here, in bringing this interpretation, explains what it means. Midcha dochi o potur mifter potir. He says, Mi amrinen potur mi korban olevi oreid kushu nasi. That while he was in a sea, he was patur from bringing this korban olevi oreid. V'achshav, v'shenitztara, ve'avar minisiyuto. Now that he has tzorat and he's been deposed, l'chayev, he should become chayav, meaning that he should have to now bring the korban. O doma, ma'dahav avi. Whatever happened, k'shu nasi, komar ho v'nitche, yitche. Since it happened when he was in a sea, therefore now there's nothing to speak about. Once the suspension was given, it's a permanent suspension. It isn't something that comes back to life later on. Lishna achrina, Rashi brings the second lashon, midcha dochi lahai nesiut mi korban olevi oreid legamre. Tohol v'nitche, yitche. Nesiut is completely obviated of the need to bring a korban olevi oreid. Afilu k'shenitztara, even if he becomes a tzorat. Odilma miftar potter nesiut mi korban olevi oreid. Or maybe it is a suspension. Mizmant like a nesiut, the chayev. That when there is no nesiut, it'll be chayav. So according to those two lishonot of Rashi, the first one seems to indicate he became chayav while he was a king. The question is, once he is no longer the king, does that suspension, does that tour go away? Is it a permanent suspension, or is it a temporary suspension? That's the question according to the first version. According to the second version is the status of the king remain with him even after he is deposed from being the king? We find that even today, a ex-prime minister, an ex-president is still afforded certain kavod, certain protection, a security detail. I mean that there are things that you're given to the king or the president or the prime minister even after they're no longer in that position. And similar over here, that's the question. is the Torah simply associated with his being the king? Or is it that once you were a king, that also gives you or grants you that right? So Amalei, his response to him was, Dilach o degazo. When the king pays, is he paying out of pocket or is he paying out of your money? The way that Rashi reads it is he paying from your money? Meaning, does he become poor that he has to go get money from someone else? Or is he paying out of his storehouses? Is he paying out of his accumulated wealth? What Rashi seems to indicate is that the accumulated wealth of the king does not disappear when he's deposed from the kingship. His wealth remains with him. And since his wealth remains with him, we're not worried about him becoming poor. The Yad Ramah, over here you can see the Tosfot Rosh quotes Rashi, and says the Yad Ramah is not happy with Rashi's explanation, because then why should he be different than any other wealthy individual, where we do say they're chayav in a korban olev yored? And he interprets it, interesting enough, just the opposite. He says, Amalei Dilach, can he take it from you? Is he able to tax you for the monies? Oh, the gazer, he's got to take it out of his personal wealth. And the fact that he has to take it out of his personal wealth and can no longer tax you means that he can become poor. The whole reason, and this goes back to what we spoke about yesterday, Rashi gave it as axiomatic that a king is wealthy. Many of them, for Shem, explained the reason is because he can always tax his way out of any problem or any deficit. He can just demand the money from the people and take that money from you. So if he can take the money from you, if he can tax you, that's what maintains his wealth and it ensures that he's never going to lose his wealth. If he can no longer tax you, then he could lose his wealth. And so then the Yad Ramah comes to the exact opposite conclusion, which is he taking it from you? I mean, can he tax you? The answer is no, because he's now no longer the king. He can't tax you. Oh, the Gazi, he's taking it out of his storehouses. If he's taking it out of his storehouses, he's no different than any other wealthy individual. And that means that he is chayav in a korban olev yored. The Tosfot Rosh after that says that he thinks that the language of the Gemara favors Rashi more heavily. And then he details more explanation within Rashi's interpretation and says that what Rashi means is that the wealth of a king is on a different plane than the wealth of a wealthy individual. It becomes a wealthy individual. They have a certain amount of money, a certain amount of accumulated wealth. That's something that could disappear. A king has so much wealth and so much accumulated wealth and so many storehouses that it's almost completely implausible that he ever become a dal, a poor person, even after he's no longer the king. That wealth that he accumulated while being the king will stay with him afterwards. And it's so great that there's almost no chance that he become a poor person. For that reason, there is no necessity for him to bring a korban olev yored because he's still precluded from the parshia of korban olev yored. So in the first Lashon of Rashi, it's a question as to whether when he sinned when he's a Nasi, is that a temporary suspension until he's no longer the Nasi and then he has to bring it? Or is it a permanent suspension where he'll never bring the korban? It's going to the second Lashon, it's just a question about his status post being a king. Once he is deposed from being the king, is his status as a hedjot now completely so that he is a hedjot? Or is it that he still has some trappings of a Nasi, and then therefore he remains exempt from being korbanot olev yored? And the answers we saw in the Gemara are, depending on where he's taking the item from, according to Rashi, it's because his accumulated wealth is so great that it doesn't make a difference. According to the Ramah, it's his ability to tax that gives him this right, and therefore, since he can't tax anymore, he's actually lost that right. Tanya, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Mashiach patur mikulan. A Mashiach is patur from all of the korbanot olev yored. So here in the Mishnah, we had a Nasi Kiyotzebeam Divrei Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that you do not have to bring any korban. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Nasi Chayav Bekulan Chutz Mishmiat Kol. Rabbi Kiva says that the Nasi is Chayav in every korban olev yored, with the exception of Haggadat Eidut, Shuat Eidut, whereby he's precluded because he can't be brought to court. He's not part of the normal court proceedings. The Gemara then explained Rabbi Yossi Aglili's position that he thinks that both a Nasi and Kohen Mashiach are suspended or exempted from Korban Olev Yored completely because they are only Ashirim. They're not subject to Dalei Dalut or to Dalut, and therefore they're not in the Parshia of Korban Olev Yored. Rabbi Kiva already told us by a Nasi, he thinks that he's only suspended or exempted from that one Korban, which is that of Haggadat Eidut, or it's called Shmiat Kol. Now, the Gemara wants to know, what is Rabbi Kiva's position with regards to the Kohen Mashiach? What is his status with regards to Korban Olev Yored? And here we get Rabbi Kiva's position is that he's patur mikulan, that he's exempted or he's suspended from all of them. Amar Rava, my time at Rabbi Kiva. What's the reason behind Rabbi Kiva's position? Amar Kraha, zik korban Aaron uvanav, zo ba'ach chovalo, bein acheret ba'ach chovalo. What's being quoted here is a korban mincha that is mentioned in Parshat Tzav. That korban mincha is associated with the Kohen Gadol, which is the minchat chavitin that the Kohen Gadol brings every day, half in the morning, half in the evening, as well as the fact that a regular Kohen, when he goes into service, also brings this korban mincha. And what Rabbi Kiva is learning according to this is, ze korban aron uvanav, zo ba'a chova. This korban mincha is the only obligatory korban mincha chova that a Kohen Gadol brings, ve'en acheret ba'a chova. Lo, there's no other one that is brought by him that can be an obligation. Now remember again that Korban Olevi Oreid is comprised of three different levels. First level is a behema, second level is birds, the third level is a mincha. That means that a Korban Olevi Oreid has an obligatory Korban mincha. And so what Rabbi Akiva says is that a Kohen Gadol only has one obligatory Korban mincha, that's his minchat chavitin, but no other mincha can be an obligation for him. And that means now that he's suspended from bringing dalei galut, the lowest form of the korban olevi oreid, because he can't bring a minchat chova. Why don't we just say then that all the Torah did was preclude him from being at the lowest level of the korban olevi oreid? And what is the lowest form of the korban olevi oreid that you can bring? That's the asirat eifa. Aval aniyut vashirut, lo miat dei rachmana. When it comes to the two levels above that, where does the Torah preclude him from participating in those korbanot? So again, olevi oreid is three levels. You have a suspension or an exemption from one of those levels. That's the lowest level of dalei dalut, or bringing the mincha, because you have the pasuk by the minchat chavitim that says this is obligatory for a kohen gadol. There's no other obligation, and this is a korban mincha chova. That doesn't mean he can't bring a korban mincha nedava, because that's a voluntary offering. It's just, this is the only obligatory mincha that he has. So lo sa'akatatko, you can't say that he would be only suspended from delay dalut and not from dalut and ashirut, tichtiv, because the pasuk says by the korban olevi oreid, v'chiper alav ha'kohen al chatato asher chata me'achat me'ele. V'nisak lo v'ayta l'kohen kamincha. So there it's saying me'achat me'ele. Ha'mitchaber be'achat mitchaber be'kulan. If you have the ability to use any one of the three levels, then you can use all three levels. If you are, for whatever reason, suspended or exempted from using one of these levels, then you can't use any of the levels. It's a package deal. If you can bring all three levels of the Korban Olevi Oreid, then you can bring any of them. If you can't bring one of the levels, then you can't bring any of them. If that's the case, we, in yesterday's daf, we began suggesting that the reasoning behind Rabbi Yossi Aglili's position that he believes that the Nasi is exempt from all korbanot of korban olevi oreid derived from the fact that we had a pasuk dichtiv that says vaya ki asham le'achat mi'ele ve'it vada asher chata aleha. So we thought that was the reasoning behind Rabbi Yossi's Galili's position. The Gemara rejected it and said le'achat mi'ele is lo mashma. It doesn't sound like le'achat mi'ele means any one of these. It sounds like if you bring any one of them, then you are chayav to bring them. Just because you're suspended from bringing one of them doesn't mean you're suspended from the others. So again, the Gemara says, if you're going to learn the pasuk of me'achat me'ela to teach you that if you're unable to bring one level of the korban olevi oreid, you're suspended from all levels, then you should say the same thing. If you're suspended from one particular type of korban olevi oreid, you should also be exempted from the others. Rabbi Akiva, we already know, says that the nasi does not bring a korban olevi oreid, for instance, with regards to edut. Yet he does say he brings it for shvat bitoy and for tumat mikdash v'kodoshav. Why don't we invoke this pasuk? Amiatad ifti v'ayak yesham le'achat me'ele v'itvada asher chata aleha hachanami t'chol mitchayev v'achat mitchayev b'kulan. If you are obligated in one of the three korbanei olevi oreid, then you can be chayav in all of them. She'im mitchayev v'achat. If you are not chayav in one of the three korbanei olevi oreid, ein mitchayev b'kulan, then you should be suspended from bringing all of them, which again would go against Rabbi Akiva's position. So alama tznan, our mission tells us explicitly, Rabbi Akiva Omer, nasi chayav chutz mishmiat kol. Nasi is chayav in the other two korbanei olevi oreid, shvat bitoy and Tumat Mikdash V'Kodeshav, he's only suspended or only exempted from bringing it with regards to Shmiat Kol Hagadat Eidut. So, Abai V'Rova D'Amrei Tarayu, Me'achat Mashmalei, Le'achat Lo Mashmalei. The preposition is different on the two words. When it comes to Me'achat, which is Chiper Alav HaKohen HaChatato Shechata, Me'achat Me'ele, from amongst these, V'Nisach Lo V'Aita LaKohen K'mincha. That is a reference to the three different levels of the Korban Levi, right? Me'achat, they say, has that meaning. On the other hand, when it starts at the Parsha, Me'yaki Hashem Le'achat Me'ele, and there it's the list of the three Korban Levi, right, that it's closing up and saying, if you're Chayav Le'achat Me'ele, that's not Mashmalei. U'ma'ishna Me'achat, the Mashmalei. So then, what's the difference? Why is the preposition Me'achat different than the preposition of Le'achat? Why should it make any difference? If Dev Rachmana Le'basov, because of the fact that it's written at the end. Gabe Asirite Fa, by the lowest form of Korban, Lememra, to teach you, Duchol Mitchayev Asirite Fa, Michayev Bikulan. To teach you that if you're Chayav in the Asirite Fa, then you're Chayav in the remainder. Disal Kadatva Mitchayev Bachat, Afopi She'inu Mitchayev Bikulan, because if you want to suggest that if you're Chayav in one of them, even if you're not Chayav in all of them, Nichtebe Lahai Me'achat Me'ele, Bidalut, they could have written this pasuk by the other two items. Why does it write it by the Asirite Aifa in particular? To teach you that if you don't have the Asirite Aifa, then you're also not included in the other two levels, which is the birds or the behemoth. Had it wanted to tell you that any one of these would be sufficient, then it could have written it with one of the other categories. It could have written it by the behemoth, could have written it by the birds. Over there, we don't have any exemptions. We don't have any suspensions there. Had it written it there, then it would have taught us that you could be chayav in one, and even though you're not chayav in all of them. The fact that it in particular put it at the end, and associated with the Asirite Aifa, which is the one category that is suspended, that's teaching you that once that is suspended, it also then takes you out of the parshia completely of Korban Oleh V'Yoreid. Tosfot HaRosh does quote a question with regards to the girsa that we have in the limud that we just had. That is that the Korban Mincha, that according to Rabbi Kiva, precludes the Kohen Mashiach from bringing the Korban Oleh V'Yoreid, that Minchat Chavitin has two purposes, as I said before. One purpose is the Kohen Gadol brings it every day, Machatzita Bavoker, Machatzita Ben Arbayim. On the other hand, it also serves as the initiation Korban Mincha for a Kohen Hejot that goes into service. That means that a regular Kohen Hejot also brings this Mincha. And if you're to take the drusha of the Gemara seriously, which is, if this is a Korban Chuva for the Kohen Gadol, nothing else is, then you could say the same thing with the Kohen Hejot. Just like this is a Korban Chuva for a Kohen Hejot, it should also be suspended from having to bring a Korban Oleh V'Yoreid. We don't find any such limud or any such drusha. Why does the Gemara bifurcate the din and say, oh, the din of Binachat Chavitin, that this is a chuvah, nothing else, only applies to the Kohen Gadol. What about the fact that it's also applicable to a Kohen Hejot? Therefore, the Tosfot HaRosh says he favors the explanation of Rashi in the Gemara in Menachot, where Rashi says, the Miluim Kai, Shazi Krivu Bnei Aron, Velo L'Dorot, B'Yom Chinucham, Ulai Perusha Necha. That the initiation, Korban Mincha, for a Kohen Hejot, it's by the Miluim that we learn it, that only on that day do they bring a minchat chuva, but not in a permanent way. And in that way, you could speak particularly to the Kohen Gadol, because then you would solve that problem of the din of the Kohen Hejot. All right, now the Mishnah does something, again, similar to what we saw yesterday with regards to the explanation of the psukim in Shlach, that they're referring to a korban that is brought for Avodah Zarah. So to here, the Mishnah brings you some of the basics that we've seen all along through the Masechta, almost like this is the Mishnah you would have liked to have seen at the beginning of the Masechta, to give you all the background. And that is, Kol HaMitzvot SheBetorah, SheChayavin Al Zdonan Karet, Val Shegegan Chatat, any mitzvah in the Torah, where an intentional violation lands you with the punishment of Karet, and an unintentional violation ends you with a Chatat, HaYachid Mevi Kizba V'Seira, a lay person, a regular individual, brings a Korban Chatat, based on the psukim in Vayikra Daled, is either a kizbah or a se'irah. He has a choice to bring either of those two. The nasi, se'ir. The parshiyah of the nasir that's found there he brings the Seir. Instead of the Chatat of the Yachid, he brings the Seir. Umashiach uBeitin may be in part. The Kohen Gadol and the Beitin, they in that instance will bring a part. Now there is a difference between them, which is that with regards to the layperson and the Nasi, all they need is Shigigat Maseh. All they have to do is do something that was unintentional. With regards to the Kohen Mashiach and the Beitin, they require Helem Davar and a Shigigat Maseh. They need a Psak Halacha that guides incorrectly. And then for, in the case of the Beitin, the Am, to act based on that Psak Halacha erroneously. Or for the Kohen Gadol, he gives his own Psak and he follows his own Psak, again, which is erroneous Psak. But at Kochavim, and again, when it comes to Avodah Zarah, Hayachid, Vanasi, Vamashiach, Mevi'in, Si'ira, those are the parshiot that are found in Shlach, and there, for the Yachid, you bring a Si'ira. You no longer have the choice of a Si'ira Kizba. You can only bring a Si'ira when there's a Chatat, unintentional violation of Avodah Zarah, in a case where the punishment intentionally would be Karet. The Chatat that you bring is a Si'ira. Here, all individuals are the same. We already learned this because it says there, Vim Nefesh Achat. Any nefesh echad is subject to this korban. That includes an individual, a lay person, nasi, and kohen gadol. They're all individuals. They're all nefesh echad. Ubeitin brings a par v'seir. They bring a par leola, v'seir lechatat. Again, that's the parshia in Shlach that tells us vaya imene aida nestad lishkaga asuko aida par ben bekar echad leola reach tichoach lashem umin chato v'niskok hamishpat uzirizim echad. Lechatat, and that's what's being described here when the Beitin gives an erroneous psak with regards to issues of Avodah Zarah, then in that instance, if the Am follows that erroneous psak, and it's the majority of the Am, depending on which Tana, what type of majority you need, then you will be chayav in these korbanot. Asham Talui, with regards to an Asham Talui, Hayachid v'Nasi chayavin, when it comes to the Asham Talui, the Yachid and the Nasi are chayavin, because they're considered to be like regular individuals, lay people with regards to the Asham Talui, Umashiach, Ubeitin, Turim. With regards to the Mashiach or the Beitin, they are Turim. With the Beitin, we already brought two reasons why the Beitin is Patur. First of all, the Parshia of Asham Talui starts out with the Nefesh Ki Techeta, which implies that it's only for individuals, not for the Beitin. Number two is, and this also has application by the Par Kohen Mashiach, we learned from the fact that it says, that only something that has shigigat maseh is chayav in a korban Hashem Talui. Somebody who has also helem davar and shigigat maseh is not subject to the korban Hashem Talui. And both the Beitin for sure only has a chiyuv when it's helem davar and shigigat maseh. And the Par Kohen Mashiach, depending on the machloket that we saw before between Rabbi and the Chachamim, there is at least a part of the Kohen Mashiach's chiyuv that revolves around Helem Davar v'Shigat Maseh, and therefore he also cannot be included in the Parshia of Asham Talui. Asham Vadai, when it comes to a regular Asham, there are a number of them mentioned here in Vayikra. They appear in other places as well. We have Ashamot, but those that are found in Vayikra Hey include the Asham Me'ilot, that's for misappropriating Hekdesh. There's an Asham Gzelot, an Asham for denying under oath owing money to someone. So these are Ashamot Vadai, Hayachid v'Nasi Mashiach Chayavin. The individual, the layperson, the Nasi and the Mashiach are Chayavin because they are Nefesh or they are individuals. And so Nefesh, Achat, or individuals are Chayavin in Asham Vadai, and these are all individuals. Ubeitin Turin, a Beitin is exempt from it or does not bring it because they are not individuals. This is an individual Korban. It's not a korban that is brought by Beitin or the Tzibur as a whole. Ashmiat kol, v'albito isfatayim, v'altumat mikdash v'kodoshav. These are the three korbanei oleh v'yorei that we've been speaking about until now. Ashmiat kol is the person who knows edut and takes a shvuat edut that he denies under oath knowing edut. Vito isfatayim is someone who takes a shvuah and violates that shvuah. V'altumat mikdash v'kodoshav is someone who tamei enters into the Mikdash, eats Kodoshim, someone who becomes Tamei in the Mikdash, or while he's eating Kodoshim, and he unintentionally violates that restriction against being in the Mikdash or eating Kodoshim B'tumah, then they bring a Korbanei Oleh V'Yorei. Beitin Turim. We already know that Beitin is Patur for a Korban Oleh V'Yorei, Because we saw before that the par hilam davar shel tzibur, the par of the Beit Din, is only brought when the underlying korban is a chatat kibuah. Only when it's a chatat kibuah does Beit Din then have an obligation. Over here, this is not a chatat kibuah. This is an asham vadai. And given that, they are not bringing a korban. Yachid, v'nasi, v'mashiach, chayavin. The yachid, nasi, and mashiach are all chayavin. This goes against everything we've learned until now. We had the position of Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva, both of which do not agree with this. Here it says that any individual is chayav in these korbanot. Ela she'ein kohen gadol mashiach chayav otumat mikdash v'kodoshav. Exceptions are a kohen gadol with regards to tumat mikdash v'kodoshav. We'll see why that is. Divrei Rabbi Shimon, that's the position of Rabbi Shimon. Umamein mevi'in, what korban do they bring? Korban oleh v'yored. These three individuals, the layperson, the kohen mashiach, and the nasi, all bring a korban oleh v'yored. But let's omer, nasi mevi se'ir. That the nasi, instead of bringing the korban oleh v'yored, his korban is a korban like it is in other places. When there's a chatat kibuah, it's exchanged to be a se'ir. So to over here, with the korban oleh v'yored, he also brings a seir. He does not bring the korban oleh v'yored. If you look in Rashi at the end of the Mishnah, he explains that there's actually a three-way machloket now. V'shalosh machlokot badavar. It's a three-way machloket here. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who we bumped into in the previous Mishnah, says, Nasi u'mashiach p'turei mikulan. Nasi u'mashiach don't bring any korbanei oleh v'yored. That we already saw, because mishesh l'ashirut v'dalut. Someone who can be wealthy and poor brings it. The Kohen Gadol and the Melech don't become poor, and therefore they're not in the parshia of Korban oleh v'yored. Rabbi Akiva Savar, again we saw this in the previous Mishnah, Nasi Chayav Bikulan, Chutz Mishmiat Kol. That a Nasi is Chayav in all of them, with the exception of Agadat Idut, as Rabbi Akiva explained in the previous Mishnah, because he's not part of that procedure of Beit Din. He's not brought to testify in Beit Din. Ein Dan, Vein Danin Oto, Einu Meid, Vein Meidin Oto. Because he has that exemption from those procedures, he's not under the Korban oleh v'yored for Shmiat Kol. U'mashiach, we just learned 5 minutes ago, patur mikulan. The Mashiach, the Kohen Mashiach is patur mikulan according to Rabbi Akiva, because there's only one mincha that's brought as a chovah, that's the minhag chavitin, and that means that the mincha by the Korban oleh v'yored, he does not bring as a chovah, since he doesn't bring the dalei dalut. He also doesn't bring the dalut vashirut, and he is completely suspended from Korban oleh v'yored. So Rabbi Shimon, who's in our Mishnah now, is the third opinion. Savar Nasi u'mashiach chayavin bikulan. He says the Nasi u'mashiach bring all Korbanei oleh v'yored. Ella, with the exception of this. She'ein kohen gadol mashiach chayav otumat nikdash v'kodoshav. The kohen gadol does not bring a Korban oleh v'yored for otumat nikdash v'kodoshav. We'll see in the Gemara as to why that is. As well as Rashi left out, but it's true in Rabbi Shimon's opinion as well, that he agrees with his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, that the Nasi does not bring it on Shmiat Kol. So he has their Chayav in all Korbanei oleh v'yored, with the exception of Kohen Gadol by Tumat Mikdash v'Kodeshav, and a Nasi by Shmiat Kol. So that's the third view, which is Rabbi Shimon's view. Those are the three different Tanaim that we have here. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Shimon. And again, we'll get to Rabbi Elezer's opinion in a minute. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Ayen Noten Klau. Rabbi Shimon used to establish principles to guide us with regards to everything that we have here. Kol sheyachid basham talui, hanasi kiyotze bo. Anything that a yachid brings an asham talui for, the nasi is under the same rubric, and he will also bring an asham talui in those instances. Mashiach ubeitin turim. But with regards to an asham talui, as we saw in our Mishnah, the beitin and the Mashiach are exempt or do not bring an asham talui. Again, we note it because it says, im nefesh ki techeta, nefesh not beitin, and for the fact that it says, b'shigagato, asher shagag, which first means, b'shigat maseh, you bring it, not for something that is, helim dovar, b'shigat maseh, and both the Kohen Mashiach and beitin bring on a helim dovar, shigat maseh, not just on a shigat maseh. V'chol shehu b'asham vadai, anybody who has to bring asham vadai, then nasi u'mashiach kiyotzeben. Just like a layperson brings an asham vadai, so too the other individuals, the nasi and the mashiach, also bring the asham vadai. They are not suspended in any way from bringing the asham vadai because there's no exemption with regards to it. Beitin is turim because he uses the term nefesh. uses the term of a singular individual, a particular person, not Beit Din as a whole. Shmiat kol ubitu svatayim v'tubat mikdash v'kodoshav. These are the korbanei olev v'yored. Beit Din turin. Beit Din is exempt from that because Beit Din only brings a korban on something that has a chatat kevuah. That we learned yesterday from the Gzeirah Shavah of v'ashem, v'ashemu. That means that only in the case of a chatat kevuah does Beit Din bring a par helam davar shel tzibur. If it is a korban olev v'yored, it's not included in that paralam davar shel tzibur. Nasi u'mashiach chayavin. The Nasi and Mashiach are obligated to bring the korban olev v'yored. Ela she'ena Nasi chayav b'shmiat kol. Lo Mashiach b'tumat mikdash v'kodoshav. This is what I noted to you in Rashi. The Rabbi Shimon has one exemption for the Kohen Gadol, which is tumat mikdash v'kodoshav. One exemption for the Nasi, which is shmiat kol. Kol she'u b'olev v'yored, Nasi kiyotzei bo. Anything that is a korban olev v'yored, the Nasi has the same din as the lay person. Mashiach u'beit din turin. Mashiach and Beit Din are completely exempt. This line in the statement of Rabbi Shimon seems to contradict the previous line. The previous line said they're chayav in everything, both of them, Kohen Gadol and the Nasi, just with the one exception for each of them. Also, over here it says that a Nasi is chayav in every Korban Olev Yoreid, and a Kohen Mashiach, Kohen Gadol, is suspended, doesn't have to bring any of them. Baha gufa kasho. So the Gemara asked that question right off the bat. Isn't that an internal steer? Amar, Shei Mashiach chayav into my Mikdash v'kodeshav. The Tumat Mikdash v'Kodeshav hold the Bator. Sounds like, from the statement of Rabbi Shimon, that only Tumat Mikdash v'Kodeshav is the exempt. Abav Shmiat Kol, Bidu Svatayim Chayav. The other two, Korbanei, Olev Yoreid, he is Chayav. Ema Seifa. What about the latter part, the next line in this bright of Rabbi Shimon? Kol Shuba Olev Yoreid, Nasi Kiyotzebo, Mashiach Obeit in Turim. Anything that a Yachid, a lay person, brings a Korban Olev Yoreid for, then the Mashiach is completely Patur. Katani Mashiach Beit Din Turin. Ma Beit Din Turin Mikulon, or Mashiach Patur Mikulon. So say Beit Din is Patur exempted from all three of them, so too the Kohen Mashiach is Patur Mikulon. So you have a stira internally within this of Rabbi Shimon's position. In one case he says that the Kohen Mashiach brings Korbanei Olev Yoreid with the exception of Tumat Mikdash V'Kodeshav. The next statement he says that the Kohen Gadol is Patur from Korbanei Olev Yoreid completely. How do you reconcile them? The other Ramo over here asks, why doesn't the Gemara ask about a Nasi? You get the same problem by Nasi. But Nasi says, a Nasi is Chayab in the Korbanot Olev Yoreid with the exception of Shmiat Kol. And then the next line, Rabbi Shimon says, he's Chayab in all of them. So why isn't that a Stira? So the Yad Ramah says, Enoch Anami is a Stira, but that is a Stira that can be solved. That Stira that can be solved is that over here, Rabbi Shimon is just explaining that when the Nasi is Chayab, he's Chayab in the Korban Olev Yoreid itself. Not like Rabbi Elezer in our Mishnah. Rabbi Elezer in our Mishnah says a Nasi may be Seir. That when it comes to Korban Olev Yoreid, the Nasi does not bring the Korban Olev Yoreid, but rather he brings a Seir. So what you could have answered here is Rabbi Shimon in the two statements is telling you, first of all, when it comes to the Nasi, he's Chayav in a Korban Olev Yoreid, with the exception of Shmiat Kol. And then afterwards, when it says that he is Chayav, it doesn't come to tell you he's Chayav in all of them. It's coming to tell you when he is Chayav, he brings a Korban Olev Yoreid the same way that a Yachid does. And that goes against what Rabbi Elazar says in the Mishnah, which is that he brings a Seir and not a Korban Olev Yoreid. And that could be the explanation of the two statements of Rabbi Shimon by the Nasi. By the Kohen Mashiach, there's no explanation. First of all, he says he's Chayav in one case for two out of the three. In the next case, he says he's Patur the Gamre. How do you reconcile that? So Kashin Ahadodi, they are internally contradictory. Ravuna, Breder of Yeshua, Lokasho. Kan vidalut, kan vidalei dalut. Depends which type of korban that you are speaking about. Are you speaking about the lowest level korban olev yoreid, which is the mincha, or are you speaking about the second level of korban, which are the birds? Rabbi Shimon Sabalak, Rabbi Akiva Bechado, Opoligalei Bechado. He holds like Rabbi Akiva with regards to one issue, but disagrees with him with regards to the other issue. Remember, we just saw Rabbi Akiva says that a Kohen Mashiach is Patur the Gamre from Korbanei Olev Yoreid, all of them. That is because there's two stages to this. First of all, we have the Pasuk that tells you that the Korban, Mincha, Chovah, is the Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol. That's the only Mincha that he brings as a Chovah. That means he cannot bring the Mincha of the Korban Olev Yoreid as a Chovah, because there's only one Chovah, not that. Then Rabbi Akiva said, once he's exempted from that lowest level, he's also exempted from Dalut and Ashirut, the other two levels. What Rabbi Shimon does is accepts his din with regards to Dalei Dalut. That means that you're right. When it comes to a mincha and the Korban Levi Orei, the Kohen Gadol is completely exempt. He will not bring it. He does not bring it, whether it's the Bitoy Spatayim, Shmiat Kol, Tumat Mikdash Mikodeshav, none of them does he bring it for. On the other hand, he does not accept the second limud of Rabbi Kiva, which is once you're exempt from Dalei Dalut, you're also exempt from Dalut and Ashirut. That's not true. So now, how you explain this is, Sabalak Rabbi Kiva Dalei Dalut, De Patur. He holds like Rabbi Kiva, by Dalei Dalut, that you're Patur. That's the last statement of the Braita, which says that a Mashiach is Patur for Korban Olevi Orei completely. That means the Mincha. In any three of the cases, if he has to bring the Mincha, he doesn't bring it. Upoligalei Dalut. But he disagrees with bringing the birds or bringing an animal. If he can afford the animal or can afford the birds, he has to bring the Korban Olevi Orei, with the exception of Tumat Mikdash Mikodeshav. Tumat Mikodeshav is completely exempt. We'll see why in a second. But with regards to Bitui Sfatayim and Shmiat Kol, over there he will have to bring the Beima, and he'll have to bring the birds. He just won't have to bring it if he is in the category of the Mincha. So that's how you explain the two statements of Rabbi Shimon. The latter statement that exempts him completely is speaking about the Korban Mincha of the Korban Olevi Orei. The statement that says that he's only exempt by Tumat Mikdash Mikodeshav is speaking about the other two levels of the Korban Olevi Orei. There, by Tumat Mikdash Mikodeshav, he's completely exempt. None of the three does he bring. On the other hand, by Bitui Sfatayim and Shmiat Kol, he will bring a Kitzbah Seirah or Bnei Yonah and Torim if he is in violation of one of those two items. El Shein Kohen Gadol Chayav. Amar Chizkia, my time with the Rabbi Shimon. Again, we were saying that Rabbi Shimon says that by Kohen Gadol, he's completely exempt by Tumat Mikdash Mikodeshav. Why is that? Dichtiv, Nichrata Nefesh Hahi Mitoka Kahal. Because it says, by the case of Tumat Mikdash Mikodeshav, is a pasuk brought from Parshat Chukat, it says that someone who is Tamei, and does not remove the Tumah from themselves, and enters into the Mikdash, then he is, v'nikrata nefeshei mitoch hakal. Mi shekorbano shaveh lakal. Only if your korban is on the same level as the kal, yatzazeh, she'en korbano shaveh lakal. That is not true by the Kohen Gadol, because his korban is not equivalent or equated with that of the kal. The way that Rashi explains this is, because when it comes to Tumat Mikdash V'Kodeshav, on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol brings a different Korban. Remember from the beginning of Masechet Shavuot, that the Par and Seir of Yom Kippurim are brought for Tumat Mikdash V'Kodeshav. That's not the Seir Mishtaleach, that's the Seir Bifnim, and the Par that goes Bifnim. The Par that goes Bifnim is V'Kippur Ba'ado U'ad Beito U'ba'ad Kol HaKohanim. That's what the par takes care of. For the Am, it's the Seir that provides that same kapara. So the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur brings a totally different korban for his Tumat Mikdash V'Kodoshav. The Kaal brings the Seir, he brings a par. So he's not Shaveh the Kaal in Tumat Mikdash V'Kodoshav, and therefore he's exempted from the korbanot that are associated with it. So the Gemara says, Imkein Nasi Nami. Why don't you say the same thing by the Nasi? Ein korbano shaveh lekahal. His korban is not shaveh lekahal. Rashi over here says that he brings a seir, v'hei mitchaprim bepar b'shar yimot hashana. That when it comes to the remainder of the year, the kahal, if they all violate a certain sin, they bring a par helam dover shel tzibur. On the other hand, the nasi brings a seir in that instance. Now, the Tosfot Arosh quotes the Yad Ramah. It says Rashi's explanation seems a little strange, because if the majority of the people violated based on the Psaka Beitin, they bring a Paralam Davar Shel Tzibur. And guess what? If the Nasi sinned then, he'd also be included in the Paralam Davar Shel Tzibur. He wouldn't have to bring anything else. If they are not a rove or majority, or for whatever reason it doesn't qualify to be covered by a Paralam Davar Shel Tzibur, the individuals bring a Seira or Kizba, and the Nasi brings a Seir. And that's what the Yad Ramah says is the difference between them, is that individuals, when they sin, they bring a chatat that's either a seirah or kizbah. Nasi only brings a seir. And that's the difference between them. It has nothing to do with the paralim tov shitzibor versus the seir. It has to do with the regular chatat. Regular chatat a yachid is seirah kizbah. For the nasi, it's a seir. So he's not together with the gal. So the Gemara says, shaveh bekaparat diyom kippurim. They are equal for the kapara of Yom Kippur. When it comes to Yom Kippur, the Nasi is covered in Tumat Mikdash V'Kodeshav by the Seir, just like Bnei Yisrael are covered by the Seir, so is the Nasi. Imkein, Kohanim, Nami, Lo Shavu Lakal, Bikabarat Yom HaKippurim. Wait a minute. The Kohanim, then, are also not equal. Just like the Kohen Gadol is covered by the Par on Yom Kippur from Tumat Kudosh, Tumat Mikdash Mikodoshav, so too the Kohanim are also covered by that. Because it says there, V'chipur Ba'ado, U'ba'ad Beito. And again, the Gemara interprets Beito the first time as being his family, and then Beito the second time being Beit Kohanim. The Kohanim are also included in that Par for Tumat Mikdash Mikodoshav. That means that the Kohanim, or Kohen Hedjot, also has a different korban with regards to Tumat Mikdash Mikodoshav and Yom Kippur. So Shkamar says, no, Kohanim Shavu Lekal, Mishar Mitzvot Tishana Kula. With any regards to any other korban and any other time of the year, they are equal. With regards to Parlam Dabar Shel Tzibor, the Kohanim are included under the Parlam Dabar Shel Tzibor of the Tzibor. With regards to a korban Chatat Yachid, they bring a Kisban Sirah, just like any other layperson brings it. So with regards to any other korban, they are equated to the Kal. Mar says, if you're going to do that, Mashiach Nami Abishav Abishar Mitzvot Tishana. We're talking about the Mashiach is also equated to them with regards to the mitzvot in the remainder of the year. Because if he sins along with the Kahal, in that he gets a psak along with Beit Din, and then he does the same sin as the Kahal, he's covered by the Parlam Dover Shel Tzibor of the Kahal. That we had in the Mishnah 2 days ago. The Mishnah told us that if he sins in a differentiated way from the Kahal, then he has to bring his own par, and he has to deal with his own korban, and he's not included in the korban of the Yom. But if he paskins the same way as the Beit Din, and he does the same sin as the Kahal, then he is covered by the Parlam Dover Shel Tzibor. So there are the times when he is covered by the Kahal. Or you can phrase it this way, which is just like the Beit Din brings a par, Mishayim Otoshana, so too the Kohen Mashiach brings a par, Mishayim Otoshana. So both of them, Behelam Dover, Vishigyat Masih, bring the same Korban as a par. So there is an equivalence between them in that area of Korbanot. Tosfot Rosh does bring an alternate gears over here, which is it, Svarim Degarse Mashiach Nami Hashaveh, B'Si'ira, that the Mashiach is also, Kohen Mashiach is similar to the Yechidim, by the Si'ira of Avodat Kochavim. As we learned yesterday, so we learned today in the Mishnah, that when it comes to the Si'ira of Avodah Zarah, the Tzibor has one din, which is the Kahal brings a par le'ola and a Si'ir le'chatat, but everybody else, all individuals, bring a Si'ira, which is the Korban for the Yechidim by Avodah Zarah. So in that instance, the Kohen Gadol is equated to the Kahal. So we do find areas where he is on the same level as the Kahal. El Amarova, that can't be the reason. Emaochi, this is the way to explain the reasoning behind Rabbi Shimon's position. Mi shechatato shaveh the Yechidim. And that is only someone whose chait is similar to Yechidim. Umay nehu. And what is that? That is the Kahal. What does that mean that his sin is similar to the Kahal? The Kahal's sin is a shigigat maaseh. Individuals, their sin is brought upon them by shigigat maaseh alone. With regards to the Kohen Mashiach, he needs Helem Dovar and Shigigat Maaseh. And that's why he's differentiated. Now, obviously, that would apply to Beit Din as well, but we already have an exemption for Beit Din from the Korbanei Oleh B'Yorei, because they only bring it by a Chatat Kivua anyway. But that's true of the Kohen Mashiach, that's true of the Beit Din, that they have a different qualification for bringing a Chatat. That is, they need Helem Dover with Shigat Maaseh. Individuals only need Shigat Maaseh. And therefore, the Pasuk there reads, Nichrata Nefshei Meitoch HaKahal, Misha Korbano Shaveh LeKahal, doesn't mean that his Korban is similar to the Kahal, but rather that his Chatato, his Chait is Shaveh LeKahal. His Chait is brought about by Shigat Maaseh, and not brought about by Helem Dover im Shigat Maaseh. And that's why, according to Rabbi Shimon, the Kohen Mashiach is exempted from the Korban Oleh B'Yoreid, because he does not have the same qualification of Shigat Maaseh. He has Helem Dover and Shigat Maaseh, and the Pasuk in Chukat demands that there be some equality between all the parties, and the Kohen Gadol just doesn't qualify for that. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Anazi mevi Seir. The Nasi brings the Seir. Rabbi Yochanan now qualifies that. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Lo amar Rabbi Elazar ela bitumat mikdash mikodoshav. Rabbi Elazar only says this, that the Nasi brings the Seir with regards to tumat mikdash mikodoshav. That is because tumat mikdash mikodoshav looks very similar to a chatat kivua. A chatat kivua is brought for any mitzvah that if you're in violation of it intentionally, you'll be chayav karet. Then b'shogeg, you bring a korban chatat kivua. So now, when it comes to Tumat Mikdash Kodeshav, it's clear from the Psukim in Vayikra Hey that it's subject to a Korban Olevi already. But we know, we brought the pasuk just now, that Tumat Mikdash Kodeshav is subject to Karet. That means that if a person intentionally eats Kodeshim with Tumat Aguf, or a person with Tumat Aguf enters into the Mikdash intentionally, they have a Chiyuv Karet. That is not true by the other two Korbanei Olevi Oreid. The other two Korbanei Olevi Oreid, Pitu Isvatayim and Shmiat Kol, they are just a regular lav. They're not a Chiyuv Karet. That means that Tumat Mikdash Kodeshav looks much more similar to a Chatat Kibua. And as the Tosfot HaRosh here points out, Lefisha Karet to Ikar Chiyuv Shel Chatat Kibua. The main driving force for a Chatat Kibua is the fact that you're a Chayav Karet. So over here too, the Tumat Mikdash Kodeshav, which is subject to a punishment of Karet, also should have the same din as a Chatat Kibua. Even though we know it's a Korban Olevi Oreid that you brought, it is much more similar, or should have the trappings of a Chatat Kibua. And just like by a Chatat Kibua, an individual layperson brings a Kisva Tzira, a Nasi brings a Sa'ir, so to hear by the Korban Olevi Oreid, when you're dealing with a Chiyuv Karet that makes it look like a regular Chatat Kibua, the regular Am, the lay people will bring the Korban Olevi Oreid, but the Nasi will bring a Sa'ir in that instance. And that is the reasoning behind Rabbi Eliezer's position. Amar Papa, Hachanami Mistabro. That makes a lot of sense. Deisa Kadatcha, Rabbi Eliezer, Al Kulhon Kamar. If you think Rabbi Eliezer believes that all three, Korbanei Olevi Oreid, the Nasi brings a Seir instead of the Korban Olevi Oreid, Michte, Seir, Nasi, Upar Mashiach, Bimkom Yachid, Lechatat Koi. As we know from the Parshiot that are found in Vayikra Dalet, and when it comes to the chatat of the yachid, they bring a kisva and seira. For the same violations, the nasi brings a seir. Kohen Gadol or the Kohen Mashiach brings a par. If that's the case, nitneinami Mashiach may be par, bishmiat kol bitu isvatayim. Okay, we know that the par, the Kohen Gadol is already suspended or not included in the parshiyah of Tumat Mikdash Mikodeshav, but at least for the other two items, the Kohen Gadol should bring a par. Just like he brings a par when it's a regular chatat kibua, for a layperson, he brings a par instead. So too over here, instead of the Korban Olevi Oreid by Bitu Svataim and Shmiat Kol, he should bring a par and not the Korban Olevi Oreid. The fact that Rabbi Eliezer only mentions his din by Nasi shows you that he believes it's a very narrow scope, and the scope is narrowed to the case of Tumat Mikdash V'Kodeshav where there is Karet. In that case, the Nasi brings the Seir instead of the Korban Olevi Oreid. The Kohen Gadol is exempt from that. So there's nothing to speak about bringing a par in that instance. Since he didn't mention the Kohen Mashiach as having to bring a par, that he only is telling you the Nasi brings the Seir by Tumat Mikdash V'Kodeshav, the Mashiach Patur. In that instance, the Kohen Gadol is Patur from a Korban Olevi Oreid completely. And that's what we just learned in the Gemara about the Kahal, that he's asked to be equated to the Kahal in order to be Chayav by Tumat Mikdash V'Kodeshav. So Amalei Rav Huna Brei the Rav Natan the Rav Papa Mimai. How do you know that you're right? Dilma Rav Eliezer Al Kulhon Kai. Maybe Rav Eliezer, when he says the Nasi brings the Seir, says it about all three of the Korbanei Olevi Oreid. Uba Mashiach. So then why by the Korban of the Kohen Gadol does he not bring a par for the violation of an Olevi Oreid? Savalak Rabbi Kiva, Damar Mashiach, Patur Bikulan. He holds like Rabbi Kiva, who says that the Kohen Gadol is Patur from any of the Korbanei Olevi Oreid. Remember, since the only Chovat Mincha that he has is the Chavitin, he can't bring the Dalei Dalut by Korban Olevi Oreid. According to Rabbi Kiva, that exempts him from Korban Olevi Oreid completely. So just say that he holds like Rabbi Kiva by the Kohen Gadol. That's why he doesn't mention the Kohen Gadol. But by the Nasi, he thinks that all of the Korbanei Olevi Oreid, the Nasi has to bring a Seir, not just by Tumat Mikdash V'Kodeshav. Amalei, V'Rabbi Kiva, mi patole mi par? Who says that Rabbi Kiva says that you are patur from a par? V'tulo midi, and there's nothing more to speak about over here. This is a closed and shut case. What Rav Papa is proposing, there is some issue with the Girsa. The Girsa that Rashi seemed to have is, Dilma ki amar Rabbi Kiva, Mashiach patur mi kulan. Maybe when Rabbi Kiva says that we are patur mi kulan, he thinks that only means patur from bringing Korban Olevi Oreid, but you can bring a par. That Lashon Rashi of Dilma, you can see, is taken out of the girsa there. And the Tosfot Rosh says here, lo nira girsa zo, lo nimtzeit b'sifrei Sfarad. Says the girsa of Rashi of Dilma over here doesn't make any sense. And it's not found in any of these Sfardi Kitvei Yad. And the Tosfot Rosh explains why. That is because if you're going to bring a proof to your position, you can't bring a wishy-washy proof. But Papa's bringing a proof to Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Yochanan made a statement, and now he wants to uphold that statement based on a diuk in the Mishnah. You can't then bring a raya and say, maybe Rabbi Kiva says this. If you're making a statement of fact, you have to bring absolute proof to that. So you can't use the word Dilma, but rather it must be that he's making a statement that Rabbi Kiva, when he says you're patur from the korbanot, means you're patur from the korbanot levi orei, but you're still chayav in the par of the kohen Mashiach. And so if that's the case, then your possibility that Rabbi Elazar is fine in the position of Rabbi Kiva won't help you. Because even according to Rabbi Kiva, you don't bring a olevi or eid, but you do bring a par. And if Rabbi Elazar believes by nasi, you bring a seir for all of the korbanei olevi or eid, he should believe by the kohen Mashiach that he brings a par for all three of them. The fact that he doesn't mention the kohen Mashiach at all shows you that he thinks that the seir is not bringing it by all of them, but only by Tumat Mikdash V'Kodeshav. And there the kohen gadol is exempted or suspended because he does not bring a korban olevi orei at all by the Tumat Mikdash V'Kodeshav. And that includes the exemption for par, as we learned in Rabbi Shimon Shita just now. And the Tosfot Rosh says here, lo nira girsa zo, lo nimtzeit b'sifrei Sfarad. In addition, he says that we already know that the par kohen Mashiach is equated to the par of the Tzibur. By the par of the kohen Mashiach, it says Shmat Ha'am, that's equated to the par of the Tzibur. And we already established by the par of the Davar Shel Tzibur, they don't bring a korban at all by the korban olevi orei. And therefore, he does not like the girsa in the Gemara at all. Rather, he thinks that, first of all, it should not be Dilma. If he's going to make the statement, it should be a statement of fact. In addition to that, he thinks even with that statement of fact, it's still a difficult statement because of the fact that we saw before that the par kohen Mashiach is equated to the par lam davar shel tzibor. And if the par lam davar shel tzibor does not bring any korban by the korban olevi orei, it would seem to be that the kohen Mashiach doesn't bring any korban whatsoever. And therefore he eliminates this entire line from the Gemara. And if you eliminate that from the girsa, then you end up with Dulo Midi actually supporting the position of Rav Hunabrit Ravi Notan and not Rav Papa, because his statement could be true, and therefore that would undermine the proof that Rav Papa brought to this position of Rabbi Yochanan. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Mode Rabbi Eliezer, Shein Mevi Asham. Here the girsa probably should be Asham Talui. We'll see that by the continuation of the Gemara. Even though when it comes to the Nasi by the Korban Olevi Orei, he brings the Seir as if it is a Chatat Kibua, which means that we're treating it like a Chatat Kibua, and therefore the Nasi brings it as Seir because it's a Chiyuv Karet. Well, if you're treating it like a Chatat Kibua, one of the derivatives of a Chatat Kibua is that you bring an Asham Talui when you have a Safek. Now, Asham Talui bringing when you have a Safek is true by a Chatat Kibua. It's not true by the Korban Olevi Orei. We already established that it's only by a Chatat Kibua that you bring an Asham Talui. But now, we want to say, if you're going to treat the Korban Olevi Orei like a Chatat Kibua, then it has other implications. Not only does the Nasi bring a Seir, you should also have to bring an Asham Talui for a violation of Safek of this Korban Olevi Orei. Now, the way the Tosafot Rosh explains it, and seemingly Rashi does the same thing, and this probably is the way to explain the Gemara, they're not suggesting that even a lay person should bring an Asham Talui, they're just suggesting a Nasi. Since for the Nasi we're treating it like a Chatat Kibua, so too it should be treated in the same way for an Asham Talui, and the Nasi himself should have to bring an Asham Talui with regards to the Korban Olevi Orei that he brings more like a Chatat Kibua. Because first of all, it has Karet. Second of all, he does bring a Chatat Kibua, which is the Seir. So it should be treated that way. Then it should go one more step and say that there is an Asham Talui. That's what Rabbi Yochanan comes to dispel. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Mode Rabbi Elazar, Shein Mevi Asham Talui. That even though he says you bring a Seir for the Nasi, you don't bring an Asham Talui. Tani Tana Kamid Rav Sheshet. A person was bringing a brighter before Rav Sheshet. Asham Talui Baal Tumat Mikdash V'Kodeshav. It said the person who was explaining this bright or saying over this item said that you do bring an Asham Talui for Tumat Mikdash V'Kodeshav. Amalei, Damalach Mani. Who's the one who said that? Rabbi Eliezer, he. It has to be authored by Rabbi Eliezer. He's the only one who says that we treat Tumat Mikdash V'Kodeshav like a Chatat Kibua. Damar ho v'nemar bo karet ki kubua. So since it has a chiyub karet, we treat it like a kubua. Maiti nasi seir alei. And therefore the nasi brings the seir on it. And what this Tana seems to be indicating is, not only do you bring a seir, you also bring an asham toloi, because we're treating it like a chatat kibua. Bamar Rabbi Yochanan, how can you say that? Rabbi Yochanan already qualified Rabbi Lezer's position. Moder Rabbi Lezer, shem mi v'yasham toloi, kasho. Then Rabbi Yochanan already tell you that even Rabbi Lezer agrees that you don't bring an asham toloi. The seir does bring a nasi, does bring a seir, he does not bring an asham toloi. And the Gemara says, kasho, that is a serious refutation of this Tana's position, or this Tana that was brought before Rav Sheshet. Now, even though the statement is made by Rabbi Yochanan, and this could be an Amora, and another Amora can argue on Rabbi Yochanan, either have to say that Rabbi Yochanan's din was well accepted, and therefore they weren't willing to have someone argue on Rabbi Yochanan, because this is a well accepted position, Rabbi Eliezer, or because of Rabbi Yochanan's stature as an earlier Amora, we wouldn't find an Amora that is a person that's sitting before Rav Sheshet, doesn't even seem to have a strong name. How can he be arguing on Rabbi Yochanan's position? And therefore, the Gemara believes that it's not possible to have such a view. And given that, we don't have any authorship or attribution for that statement that says, for Tumat Mikdash HaKadoshah, that you bring in Hashem Toloi, we can't find any authorship for that position. With that, we're going to stop here at the end of the Perek. Hadron Alach, Hore Kohen Mashiach.